good morning to every listener of the broadcast. I'm so happy to be coming your way once again. And today I want to talk about success. With the old year of 1979 just almost gone, and the new year 1980 upon us very shortly now, most people are interested in success stories, aren't they? They want to know how to be successful, and I want to tell you that. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success, Joshua 1:8. So success is mentioned in the Bible not very many times, I'll be quick to tell you, but it is mentioned, and there is a way to be successful. And I want to talk about that a little more just shortly. But first, with this special season of the year, we have two events which occupy our minds. One of them, the birth of Christ, and of course the other, the ending of the old year and the coming of the new. And before we switch over to the success story completely, let's take another look at the life of Jesus. In the thorny desert, staying on the lonely mountain, praying in the streets and highways, preaching. Oh, how gracious was his teaching, mysteries of grace revealing, healing all who came for healing, toiling, sorrowing day by day, passed his mortal years away. Often evening's quiet close brought the season of repose, and the poorest toiling peasant sought his home by love made pleasant. Jesus tried no homeward way, tarrying where they made him stay, or for want of welcome said, liking where to lay his head. On the damp and chilly side, spent the hours in prayer to God. Son of God, what wondrous love brought thee from thy throne above, made thee choose an humble birth, choose to tread the ways of earth, human nature meekly wearing, every human sorrow sharing, bearing pride and scorn with meekness, kindly pitying human weakness, patient gentleness displaying, seeking out the lost and straying, giving even thy life to buy, life for sinners doomed to die, that redemption might be free unto all who come to thee. I like that. That's wonderful that the Lord would give his life in such a way to bring redemption for you and me. Now, let us take a look at the year before us and decide whether or not we can be successful. And I'm already decided that we can be successful if we serve the Lord. Listen to the instruction that the Lord gave to Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1:1 down through verse 9. Oh, thank the Lord for his promises that he will be with those who put their trust in him. But, as I say, success is mentioned in the Bible, but not very many times. But there's another word that's mentioned a whole lot more times than this. Listen to this little saying, the success family. The father of success is work. The mother of success is ambition. The oldest son is common sense. Some of the older boys are perseverance, honesty, thoroughness, foresight, enthusiasm, cooperation. The oldest daughter is character. Some of the sisters are cheerfulness, loyalty, courtesy, care, economy, sincerity, and harmony. The baby is opportunity. Get acquainted with the father. Now, the father, you may have noticed, was work. Get acquainted with the father, and you will be able to get along pretty well with the rest of the family. So that's a little family tree of work. I'm reminded of a saying quoted down through the years, which says the heights by great men reached and kept were not attained by sudden flight, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward through the night. So work is mentioned many, many times in the Bible, and if we learn to work, that's a good key to success. Now, Jesus worked. He said, I must do the works of him that sent me. While it's day, the night cometh when no man can work. And Paul commanded the Thessalonians like this, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands, as we command you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12. So he believed in teaching the folks to work. Again, in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 3rd chapter, beginning with the 10th verse, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some folk, some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. Say, listen to that now. They just eat what they have themselves and their own work. If that was the case, I'm afraid there wouldn't be much bread to eat sometimes. Now, when Moses sent these scouts out, these spies, if we may call them that, to look into the land of Canaan and find out whether or not they were able to go up and take it, some of them came back with a good report. And they said, yes, we're well able to take it. Let's go and take it. Now, that was Joshua and Caleb. Now, Joshua was the one that the instructions the Lord gave him, and he became leader of God's people in later years, as I read the scripture there earlier. And he was one of those that had a real good feeling about taking it, that they were able and could go up. But others said, oh no, says it can't be done. In fact, here's what they said. 10 of those, the 12 people. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight, Numbers 13:33. Notice that. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. It wouldn't be so bad if they were criticized by their enemies. We could expect them to do that. That's usual, like the giant Goliath did David. He just made light of him and criticized him. But David felt assuredly that the Lord was going to deliver the giant into his hands. And there were two of those spies, Joshua and Caleb, which felt they were able to go and take the land. Did you know that there are elements at work today in our society which tend to make folks cowardly, weak characters instead of sturdy men and women? Once it was believed that failure and defeat were largely the fault of the individual. Now we're so often told that it is society's fault. Once it was believed that a boy who murdered his sweetheart was a bad boy. Now the so-called experts come up with a theory that he is sick. Something is probably wrong with his endocrine glands. Once shiftlessness was held in ill repute and upbraided, but now we're told that the slack-twisted individual is a victim of the economic system, a cog in a machine which can only be kept running by the tinkering of politicians. Once it was believed that the citizen as a patriot must take care of his government, and it was insisted that the government must interfere with the individual as little as possible. Now the slogan or attitude of millions seems to be, let government take care of me. Never mind the interference of government with my liberties. Give me doles or give me death. We want handouts. These are disgusting, degrading, disintegrating, grasshopper concepts, corrupting the soul of a once individualistic, resourceful, personally responsible people. Jesus promoted the thoughts concerning the possibilities of the individual. He would pull us from the flowery beds of ease on which we may be riding to walk the road his wisdom may direct, however thorny it may be. The Lord will help us to build a road for our feet, not in our own strength, but by his grace. One boy might say, oh yes, yeah, success could have been won once upon a time by almost anybody, but now no one can do it. While yet another boy may say, if anybody ever did it, I can do it by the grace of God. Let us never look upon ourselves as grasshoppers or any other insect, but rather instruments through which God may work, as we also work for him. And so, if we do our part, surely he will do his, and we can have good success in 1980. Let us look to him with faith, believing that he will give us success as we labor for souls and do the work that he would give us to do. Our Father, now we thank you for the blessings of the year. We pray that you would bless each listener of the broadcast today in the which they need, and give us grace to face this new year of 1980 with courage and boldness and faith in God, believing that you will see us through, and we'll surely give you the praise. In Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for a few moments of your time. Do be with us again next Sunday, same time, same station. And until then, this is Willie Murphy saying God bless and keep you always. A very cheerful goodbye and a happy new year.